This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Just listen live. Take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Now 7 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, we're here to give you the best version of us. We have made the commitment to you to bring you a nice way, cooperating in the sense that our deal is to cooperate with each other in bringing you information, have a lot of respect for you and what your individual feelings are. You can share them with us at any time. Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. As I know from having been on the air for a long time, that if I don't respect you and what you're interested in, I won't last very long. And fortunately, I've lasted a pretty long time, so something going on here. Speaking of what's going on, it's interesting to note that according to the folks in Washington in the administration at the moment, there's no real reason yet to start a war with Iran. Okay, so when will there be a reason to start a war with Iran would be. We have, 120,000 troops now in the Middle East or close by, just in case we're preparing. The smart betting is if you're an odds maker, if you're in Las Vegas, the bet is on no war, which I think is probably a safe bet because nobody wants. We're rattling our sabers and we're tough. We want everybody to know that we are the toughest guys around. And maybe that flies in the face. Maybe that's why Putin sent his jets to have a little altercation or just kind of just mess with us off the coast of Alaska. It's just all of this tension and all this stuff. Is that just the way it is? And do we kind of ignore it in a manner of speaking? You know it's there, but who's getting upset about it? I'm not upset about it. Anybody here upset about it? Other than
keep an eye on
it.
I don't love it. It's not my favorite thing that I've heard today, but
no.
You know.
Well, maybe this will be the favorite thing for you. The folks at Monsanto. I thought this was this is pretty interesting. If you believe it, you've heard me talk many times about Bayer, the German drug company that makes aspirin, but they also make all kinds of other things. But they're huge, huge, the largest pharmaceutical company in the world. They bought Monsanto last year for, was it $81 billion, something ridiculous. No, $61 billion, sorry. What's a few billion among friends? So on its website this week, Bayer confirmed that Monsanto kept records of non-public information about pesticide supporters. In other words, what they have done is track you if you've been outspoken. I'm sure I'm on the list because there have been very few people on the air anywhere who have been as outspoken against what Monsanto stands for than me and the people on this program. Monsanto hired a PR firm to draw up a list of the people who are influencers, these people, the ones they've checked have been in England and in Europe, mostly politicians and journalists and people who run interest groups. So Bayer's taking action. They hired a legal team to look into how many names are on the list. Apparently, they've felt the heat. So, and this is mostly because of Roundup and some of the other stuff that they make. But
this is also Bayer. I think this is also Bayer trying to come out as the good guy here.
Yeah,
and
right.
And oh, see, we're doing our own investigation. And Monsanto, before we bought them, they were a crooked company.
Guys.
But now we're gonna, we're gonna make them, transparent and legitimate. And I think that this is with all of the lawsuits that are happening right now against Roundup and Monsanto and these massive payouts. You know, we've only heard of a few of the payouts so far that juries are awarding to people who have been, damaged by Roundup. But there are thousands, literally thousands of cases in the court systems all around the country that are waiting to go to trial. So this is a little bit of PR that Bayer's trying to do, saying, hey, look, we're not so bad. We'll tell everyone what Monsanto was up to. But what are they going to do with this information? And maybe you are on the list, Doug. I didn't even think about that, but maybe you are.
I'm on the list, yeah.
Well, they have a list of politicians and journalists that they can influence, and i.e. pay off. And
right,
then they
have
people who are the detractors.
People who are taking shots at him. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I'm happy to be on that list. Jennifer, are you on the list? She's on our list. What are you doing?
I'm on the list. Well, I have... It's not Victoria's birthday, but I thought we could start today with something that she would love for her birthday. There's a new trend, and this story's been trending for a while. It's called Canine Cinemas. I don't know if you've heard about this.
I have not.
But apparently there's a movie theater in Texas with more plans to open other theaters like this across the country that are allowing people to bring their dogs and enjoy their favorite movie all together. So Canine Cinemas is a place for dog lovers to watch their favorite movies with their canine companions. And if you're still not sold, your ticket comes with all the wine you can drink. Dogs and wine.
I'm
at the movies. I knew that this would be good. The theater is dog friendly as it gets, with comfy sofas to lounge on. They even have treats that you can buy for your dog so that you don't have to share popcorn. And tickets are $5 for dogs, $9 for kids, $12.50 for adults. You do have to clean up after your pet. You must bring papers proving that they're up to date with all of their shots. So there are some rules. But the guy who's behind Canine Cinemas left the pharmaceutical world to open up a dog friendly theater back in 2018. He said he wanted to do something that made him happy instead of just chasing money, and so he created something to make himself happy and, of course, others along with them. So this idea for bring your dog to the movie along with all you can drink wine, come on. This place has got to be sold out almost every single night, don't you think?
Is it indoors or is it outdoors?
Yeah. Indoors.
Huh. Cool.
It's a regular movie theater, but instead of chairs, they have like long sofas that they have covered, so obviously they can wash them and stuff, I'm sure, in between. And and you get wine. How
so why
that?
Does the wine come into play? Is it because they didn't think enough people would come without wine? Is the wine included
in the ticket?
Who cares?
My question is,
curious.
I wouldn't question that either.
How close is it to public transportation? How many people are you going to have drunk driving with their pets on the way home? Just curious.
Oh, Kara, come on.
Just being a downer.
What a party pooper.
Just being a 66-year-old woman.
Kara, I was trying to make everybody happy.
Party pooper.
I love it. I think it's fun.
Well, I'll be the one in the back who's drunk and complaining about your dogs barking the whole time.
No, you're going to be the one in the back
the
going,
theater.
When are they going to do this for cats? I only want to do this with cats.
Hey, let me know when it opens. I'll go. I'll go to a cat one.
Jennifer, while we have your attention, would you like to tell the rest of the group how much rotting trash there is piled up in Los Angeles, according to
the
Rat
Patrol?
Wow, I
guess I did start the downer train.
Is that worse than New York's rotting trash?
I don't even like to think about this because it's so disgusting. There are, it's a big story that's going on in L.A. First of all, a couple months ago, there were dummies who work on the city council or elected officials who were taking Instagram videos of the rats running through City Hall, and there was a typhus outbreak in City Hall. Right. And these people
were calling
someone.
And they fired the woman who was a whistleblower,
Yeah, instead of calling someone to, I don't know, exterminate these rats, they just sat there and went, rat, and Instagrammed it for everybody to see. Now, this story continues throughout the city of Los Angeles, where the city is basically infested with rats. We are like the New York City of old, I guess, is probably the best way to put it. There are so many people living on the streets that having a lot of rats running through trash piles is not necessarily the best thing, because typhus is flea-borne, and so from the rats to the homeless people, and you have a typhus outbreak, and this is a real concern. So it's terrible. It's disgusting to walk through Los Angeles. The city should be ashamed of itself, and they're spending over $1 billion to, and I put in air quotes here, fix the homeless problem. And what good is $1 billion of our tax money doing if there are trash piles and people sleeping on the street and typhus now? It just shows you that throwing money at the problem is not the solution. They have to deal with what is the problem, which is drug addiction and mental illness. And nobody wants to talk about it because it's not a pretty conversation to have. But until you deal with that, you might as well just keep throwing money into a hole.
Well, there's an extra $1 billion because the Trumpsters have cut the funding for the high-speed rail in California. That's they've got an extra billion now. Can use that money to help the homeless.
No, they can't because the Trump administration took it back. There's a federal program with some of these infrastructure projects where the federal government would match the local governments. And so when the bullet train was being built between Los Angeles and San Francisco, like its normal plan, the federal government had thrown in $1 billion, almost like $959 million. And so when Gavin Newsom came out in January and thought he'd be kind of slick and say, well, we're not going to do Los Angeles to San Francisco, we're going to scrap the project, but we'll do Merced to Bakersfield, the administration said, well, that's not the project you put in for. We're taking our $1 billion back. And of course California's ticked about it, so they're suing.
Now, of course they are. Let's have more government sue more government. Yeah, it's not their money.
If you change the project, you don't get the money.
No, well, why would you want a fast train to Bakersfield?
Nobody will use it.
from anywhere. That would be my question. Who wants to go
it's
to
It's not even from L.A. to Bakersfield or San Francisco to Bakersfield. It's Merced to Bakersfield.
Yeah. And by the way, you're still doing your show in Bakersfield, right? Is that...
What?
Where are you? What's the other...
San Bernardino.
San Bernardino. Okay. All right.
Well, that's where they're dumping there? Illegals.
Ah,
I'm
right.
I'm doing a show where they're dumping illegals from the border
right.
in Murrieta. Yeah.
But the governor has pardoned all the refugees, right, who are going to be right. deported from there. See them all later. It's 18 after the hour on today's DJV program. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Product CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
The Geek Out. With summer just around the corner, so are road trips, and it's important to have an emergency kit along with you. Now, interestingly, advancements in battery technology have found their way to fundamentally changing how you can jump your car's dead battery. Normally, you get a pair of jumper cables and go find another car, but now there are easily portable jump starters. These are smaller than a shoebox and store enough power to jumpstart even the most dead of car batteries, and because of their size, they're a great addition to any emergency kit you'd have along for the summer road trip. These range in price from $50 to $400, and if you're planning a summer road trip, a jump starter is a good idea, and we've posted a link to a primer about them on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hi, I'm Jason Alexander. You know, it was a lot of fun playing a character on TV who lived at home with his parents and couldn't keep a job. But what isn't funny is when servicemen and women return to civilian life and have to struggle to support their families because they can't find a job. As Americans, we owe these brave men and women a debt of gratitude. So if you're an employer or business owner, the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes wants you to think of our veterans when it comes to hiring. The men and women in our armed forces gain an education that goes way beyond their military training. They develop a set of skills in critical fields such as technology, engineering, and communication. And more importantly, they practice values like leadership, discipline, and integrity, which make them an asset to any business. Helping a veteran find a job is also a great way to thank them for their service. So remember to hire smart and bet on a vet.
To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org. bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Never broke my heart. We've heard a lot of good country music recently. I don't consider this to be in it.
I think you'll like some of his other stuff when we play it later.
Yeah. Luke Combs has announced the prequel, new EP for him on the heels of the success of Beer Never Broke My Heart, which is a new single. Combs has revealed the release of a new EP called The Prequel, which will be available the 7th of next month. Five-song project includes this song, Beer Never Broke My Heart, as well as fan favorites, Refrigerator Door. Yeah, I've always loved that song. And Moon Over Mexico. I've seen some moons, not necessarily over Mexico.
Not those kinds.
Oh, excuse me. Additional tracks featured are Even Though I'm Leaving and Lovin' on You. The prequel follows a successful run for Combs as Beer Never Broke My Heart. It's currently number 2 on the country streaming song chart, number 1 on the country digital song sales chart. Who knew there were all these different charts? Additionally, his major label debut album, This One's For You, has spent 35 non-consecutive weeks at number 1 on the country album chart, longest reign for a solo male artist in more than 25 years. How come I don't really know? This guy's name and his music's not familiar to me. Is he just so hardcore that he's only on the inside? He's won a number of things at various music award shows, Jennifer, so...
Yeah, I don't think he's that hardcore. I just think he's still relatively new.
Yeah.
So he probably doesn't have that recognition that you're looking for.
Okay. 26 past the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I now focusing on the music of one Jacob Dylan, who, yes, is Bob's son, has his own band. Been around for a while.
A wallflower.
He actually... Yeah, he's made a lot of money as a commercial. He's got a big video studio in Los Angeles, and he and his wife make movies that nobody sees, but they like to make them. But they've made their money doing lots of high-visibility commercials. Many of the commercials you see on TV are produced and done at Jacob Dylan's studio. Anyway, there's an upcoming docu-film called Echo in the Canyon, which captures the creative explosion that happened in Southern California back in the mid-60s with Jacob Dylan interviewing the likes of Tom Petty, for example, Michelle Phillips, Brian Wilson. Music that came out of the Laurel Canyon scene was inspiring to my generation of songwriters, Dylan said.
This movie looks amazing. I can't wait to see this.
He's very good at this. He and his wife are very good at
creating. This might be a movie that everyone sees, actually.
Yeah,
I feel like
right.
There's a lot of buzz on this already.
Covers
the
younger
generation. Looks great.
There's a special Victoria floating around on PBS. I saw a bit of it last night, which goes back through the... this is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, as we all know. And so they went back to the producers and the story of, you know, picture of the cows on the farm, why they did what they did 50 years ago. And it was then it started all of these people creating a lot of very important music for the time. One of the performances in the film, which is out Friday, is a classic. Let's see here. What is this? No Matter What You Do,
That's what we're hearing here. I don't know the original. It's a band called Love from 1966.
I don't know them either. I don't remember. But it sounds like it comes from that era. Yeah. It's actually pretty good. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. The Grammy Museum is hosting a preview screening of the movie along with Q&A with the director and with Dylan. They're going to perform with the Mamas and Papas, Go Where You Want to Go, on Jimmy Kimmel, I think, on Friday. So that's the story. Of a new 60s psychedelic overview. What happened? What happened then? Nobody remembers because they were all stoned out.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is to hold a closed-door meeting with her caucus this morning, and they'll discuss possible impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Many Democrats angry about former White House counsel Don McGahn defying a subpoena to testify before a House committee yesterday, the White House having instructed McGahn not to show up to that hearing. As tensions with Iran continue to grow, a closed-door briefing was conducted by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday for members of the U.S. Senate. After the briefing, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham discussed the decision to send more military assets to the Persian Gulf.
The decision to send the Abraham Lincoln to the region was to try to deter attacks against American personnel, not to invade or start a war, and I hope it works. I hope the Iranians understand.
USA Radio News. News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Howdy doody, or howdy doody. It's the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen here to handle what's going on. Couple of quickies. Congressional committee wants information on the administration's plan to send TSA employees to the Mexican border. Good. I think there's room for an explanation here. I don't know why we'd be sending the TSA. I said that when we first started talking about this a few days ago. The TSA administrator and a couple of members of the House Oversight and Reform Committee wrote, "We are deeply concerned that pulling hundreds of TSA employees away from their critical mission," yes, it certainly is critical, "at the nation's airports, sending them to the southern border will weaken aviation security." I got news for you. Aviation security is pretty weak right now. Maybe this makes it weaker. I don't know.
Well, all I think anyone cares about is how long is the line going to be. Originally they said that they wouldn't be screeners. It was going to be, I think, plainclothes, TSA officers, air marshals, things like that. But yeah. I guess if they get into the screener, if they use screeners to go down there, what's going to happen at the airports? The lines are already ridiculous. So,
well,
and then
but
the
they're
summer
ridiculous.
Travel season.
Yeah, they're ridiculous because they have no management.
Well, for whatever the reason why they're ridiculous, the bottom line is they are ridiculous, and that's going
to
be a headache.
The whys of that, instead of throwing more people. If you go through, if you're observant at all, when you go through the TSA check-ins, you'll always see a dozen at least. I counted them going through on Monday. There were a dozen of them standing around talking to each other while people were waiting in line to go through. There was one person that waited to be screened because something was in the bag, who knows what. I think it was a bottle of water, for 4 or 5 minutes. Why should you have to wait? Why they're standing around talking about nothing? They're just talking. It just is that kind of, it's the kind of public, it's that mentality that people have at work in the public sector. We'll get to you when we feel like it. You know, that kind of stuff. And that's why they rub so many people like me the wrong way. Speaking of rubbing me the wrong way, Mitch McConnell, the old fossil, is at it again. Although this may be good. Actually, you know, we have our good and our bad feelings about people. I don't think this is bad. He's introduced legislation that would raise the federal minimum age to buy tobacco products to 21. Everybody think that's a good idea? Tim Kaine,
I'm for that. Yep.
Yeah, I am too.
I really, yeah, it doesn't bother
Democratic.
Me.
Democratic. No, it doesn't bother me at all. It's actually a good idea. Individual states can pass stricter laws if they want to. But Kentucky is where McConnell's from. That's one of the biggest tobacco-producing states, so it's very interesting that he would sort of... It's also, at the moment, the biggest hemp-producing state in the country, and that's why, by the way, in case you didn't know, the hemp law that was passed as part of the Farm Bill last December was completely because McConnell wants to help out his farmers. There's three donations. If you were to check... This is why this is such... You know, it's such a nonsense... In a manner of speaking, if you look at the public records of who gives McConnell money, three of his biggest contributors also just coincidentally happen to be the three biggest hemp producers in Kentucky, and just coincidentally, the law was changed to...
That's interesting.
I know it's only a coincidence, just a coincidence, but I thought you'd want to know that.
I've got one for you in the smoking vein. You want to hear this one?
Yeah, yeah.
So Beverly Hills is going to be the first city to outlaw tobacco sales. So in California and in cities around the country, they don't allow smoking like outside or in public places, but Beverly Hills will not even sell it. So this has been a big deal for us in California. The headline today is no tobacco sales in Beverly Hills, except they're going to allow Arnold Schwarzenegger's favorite cigar lounge to stay open.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Wow.
Either, I mean, how blatant is that? There's going to be one cigar lounge in Beverly Hills because it's like where Arnold likes to go, but everybody else is going to have to go to West Hollywood to smoke?
He's a part owner of it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that crazy?
So where do all the celebs go? Can they still do their vaping there, or is that not allowed?
No tobacco sales, no usage. So
I'd love to see if that actually is that's enforced.
I think if you go up on the other side
where they all hang out and smoke,
there is actually an exemption for some hotels that choose to allow smoking.
The Beverly Hills Hotel. Jennifer Aniston lives right up behind the Beverly Hills Hotel, and you can see the smoke pouring out of her house at any moment in time.
Her smoke is weed.
Big beer.
Is the Chateau Marmont, is that in Beverly Hills?
No. That's in Hollywood.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know that's where everybody is constantly smoking.
But it's not it's pretty close to the Beverly Hills line, but it is in Hollywood. Up on the hill. That's a very interesting, one of those very interesting places in Hollywood. Lots of interesting places. By the way, the gossip department is focused on Meghan Markle. Apparently somebody has unearthed an interview or some connection to her and some British television host with whom she had a conversation. She asked him to set her up with famous Englishmen before she met the prince. And I noticed the ladies in passing this note around yesterday said, ew. I believe that was your comment, Victoria, was it not?
No, that was
Jennifer, though. Okay.
Yeah, I said,
about making a list. Yeah, I mean, clearly it worked. She's a duchess, and she married the most eligible prince on the planet. So, you know, hey, more power to
you. Yeah, we all need better connections. All you have to do is say, hey, hook me up with somebody famous.
Right.
Man.
Well, you all know me.
Can you hook us up with some princes?
Someone famous?
Yeah. Silence.
I had a thought and I decided to keep it to myself.
Uh-huh. Doug's going to be the marijuana king of Massachusetts, so, you know.
Right, that'll be for sure. Mm-hmm. I love when there's, ladies and gentlemen, there are oftentimes during the day, there are email threads that start with Jennifer or Victoria, and once in a while from Kara, and they just between the three of them, they go back, and I happen to once in a while get copied on these things, and so I can just hear, though, the back and forth, especially between Kara and Victoria, who spend most of their time during the breaks on the program talking about the little girly stuff or big girly stuff that's
girly stuff.
Yeah,
I like how sometimes we talk about really serious issues and
that just goes away and that gets put down to
little girly stuff. That's great.
Well, all right. So we did. Well, that's because you're two dames having these conversations.
Yeah.
Two broads talking about Jessica Alba. I mean, we were doing that, actually. So that is true. Yeah. We did bash Jessica Alba.
Because she's worried about her shape. She's worried about getting. She doesn't want to be to look attractive.
She's
because
she's too pretty, and too many men just want to be with her.
The struggle is real. She had to. Her dumb quote of the day was that she used to starve herself so she would quote look more like a boy so men would stop paying attention to her. Clearly, that worked.
They just can't control themselves around me because I'm just too stunning. I'm just beautiful.
Ugh.
Ew.
Okay.
That's a real ew. Yeah.
Ew. Up next, a focus on May, as it's National Mental Health Awareness Month. We get serious talking about the classroom facility that may or may not be available in your community to help academic performance, et cetera, et cetera. We all know that mental health is a big issue in our country, so we're going to get right into that issue right after this. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Have you heard about Newsmax TV? It's America's fastest growing cable news channel in 70 million homes. Every minute, every day, watch Newsmax for breaking news on President Trump. Plus, get insights from Bill O'Reilly, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, Mike Reagan, and more. You can find Newsmax TV on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, WOW, and dozens of cable systems. So check your guide now and watch Newsmax TV. Real news for real people.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
About 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. We have with us Shanna Shepherd, who's the managing counseling person at Lighthouse Connections Academy, which is a public tuition-free online school that serves students from grades K to 12. So I guess maybe a little bit more about the school itself, Shanna, as we get started focusing on the experience that you're having in your school with mental health issues. Tell us a little more about Lighthouse Connections Academy.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'd be glad to. Lighthouse Connections Academy, like you said, is tuition-free public school, totally online. So students are able to do their curriculum pretty much at their leisure. We're really flexible with the time, although we still require all of the same Michigan Merit graduation requirements. It's a lot more flexible, and a lot of our parents choose this option. Sometimes even in case of issues with mental health and just overall school safety.
So let's talk about the mental health component because, excuse me, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. There is a big deal in my local system, for example, in Massachusetts, with the mental health issues, we all talk about how the programs, the public programs that were enforced many years ago, have all dried up for whatever reason. I don't think there's a good reason for it, but I'll tell you that it was money or whatever it is. We have a lot of mental health issues with youngsters, and most of the egregious things that are happening in society when it comes to violence are committed by teenage boys or young men. And I wonder how that plays out. Does it start in the classroom, in a social setting? What do you believe is the reason we have so many mental health problems and issues with youngsters?
Yeah, well, I don't think that it's necessarily just because of the social dynamic of being in a classroom. To just generally in that age group, you find that most mental health issues start to appear in late teens, early 20s. So all those hormones start coming out. So you do find that in that age range, you start to see a lot of the first upset or onset of mental health issues. But overall, in general, about 70% of our teens are experiencing anxiety or depression. And those things have to be talked about and having conversations about. So I wouldn't say that it's uncommon if your teen is experiencing anxiety or depression, but it has to be addressed. It just can't go, you know, overlooked and not paid attention to. So I think that it's great that we have these conversations.
Yeah, I do too. I think it, maybe it's too easy, but it does seem pertinent to blame social media and devices for a lot of this. If I had a mental health issue, it was over girls when I was that age, and they rejected me. But it had nothing to do with what we see now, the prevalence of social media. So how does doing school at home help serve fixing the problem?
Well, when you're at home, I think that generally, at least for Lighthouse Connections Academy, we require a lot of oversight with us and as well with the families. They play an important role as a caretaker. So we're not expecting that you just sit your kid in front of a computer and walk away and be gone for, you know, and work for 8 hours, but they have to be guided. And there are different parts and steps that the caretaker has a participant in while we're working through the child's curriculum. Also, we have certified licensed counselors that work at our school. So we're able to make that contact regularly with your students. How's everything going? You know, just as the teacher is checking in, myself and my counselor, we're checking in as well to make sure that everything is going okay. And then it's not the same thing as being, you know, in social media. We're expecting that the student is actually working through this curriculum and not on social media. And if your child does have social media accounts, it's important whether you're in an online school, virtual school or not, that parents are aware of what those accounts are. I know plenty of parents that have access to their students' accounts so that you can always know what's going on.
Well, that's a parent's responsibility. It's good it's underscored here. So how is your success record? How are things at Lighthouse Connections Academy in terms of success in getting youngsters through and having them come out the other side pretty strongly mentally adept?
Yeah, things are going very well. We've seen a huge growth in our population. This is our first year. And we started off with maybe only 200 students. I remember over the summer I was watching them roll in through enrollment where we were starting at 30 and 50 and 100. And so we got up to 400 students and we're predicted to do even more next year. Right. Part of that is because I believe a parent's concern with child safety and just being in the school social setting, students that are dealing with anxiety. So we try to help kids through that.
All right, Shannon Shepard, thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Time, Warren Eckstein time. It's the animal focus. We have lots of time to focus on animals because we all love our dogs and our cats as well. We have, let's see, Kara's got a cat. Kara's, there's a song there someplace. Victoria's got two dogs, Warren. What's the most, in the history of you doing the service that you have done, the most dogs that you've owned at one time? How many have you had?
32.
Okay.
And it was not a boarding situation.
No, it wasn't. I made a post the other day. The most dogs ever adopted in one day was nine. Nine dogs. So someone said to me, well, how can you adopt nine dogs? How'd they let you adopt nine dogs from a shelf? I said, I have friends. Each one went in and adopted one, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so there is a, somebody published a, as a matter of fact, it was a business site, which I found interesting, investigating cats and what's going on with cats. Obviously, the person that did the investigating was upset because he or she found that nearly 4 million cats are eaten a year in Asia. Oh. On average, cats spend two-thirds of every day sleeping. Well, we know that. A 9-year-old cat has been awake for only 3 years of its life. Unlike dogs, cats do not have a sweet tooth. Scientists believe this is due to a mutation in a key taste receptor. So what do you think is most unique? Why do people, do you, in your maybe own investigation, Warren, why do some people prefer, like Kara, cats over dogs?
You know, a lot of people have the assumption that cats are so independent, but, you know, people that live with cats that treat their cat the same way they would treat a puppy or a dog, in other words, socialize it, expose it, educate it, these are the people that fall in love with their cats. And cats have a special, unique piece about them. You know, they're kind of, I'm looking for the right word, they're kind of like mystical. And I think people appreciate that mystical fact. And also people appreciate the independence factor of cats as well. I happen to be a big cat fan. I know you're not, but I happen to be a big cat fan.
I'm okay with them.
And if there's so, but the problem is most people don't take the time. You know, if you bring home a puppy and a kitten and the kitten runs under the bed and the puppy runs under the bed, you'll get the puppy, but you'll leave the kitten alone and say, you know, that's what cats do. But if you spend the same time socializing and exposing them, I remember bringing a cat on a Letterman show years ago that I had trained my own cat, Maddie, to walk on a leash and sit and stay and calm. And everyone was shocked that cats can be trained. Yet they'll go to a circus and they'll see lions and tigers jumping through hoops of fire. You know, the feline is a feline. I'm against circuses, but that's a whole other story. But the bottom line is that cats are so incredibly bright. I think sometimes they're way too smart for the people they live with. You know, the old saying is that you own a dog and you're a servant to your cat, which is so true.
All right. So you brought up something, the Letterman show. You've done a number of television programs, supply dogs, cats, pets to shows like SNL. What's the silliest thing that happened to you when it came to over, you have to bring X number of dogs for a skit or something? So in your overview of all the experiences that you had, what was the best or silliest?
I think it was probably the time I played, I was doing Regis and Kathy Lee, and we were doing a takeoff on Mr. Rogers, so they dressed me up as Mr. Rogers, and it was Mr. Warren's Neighborhood, and I would have to sing the song, and it was horrible. I got a video, but no one will ever see it. Anyway, the bottom line is I had an alligator with me, a young alligator, and snakes, and this, that, and the other thing, and as I was working with the snake, he took a chomp on my finger, and just held on for dear life, and I was trying to explain, as I was in horrible pain, I'm explaining to the audience that, well, you know, this is the snake just testing me out, and I was really nice. I was in so much pain. Hey, you know, that being said, I got to bring up something that I just read right now that's driving me crazy, and I'd love to get your guys' take on it. Here's the headline. Healthy dog euthanized to fulfill late Virginia owner's wish of burial with her pet. A healthy dog that this woman had, she died in her will. She wanted the dog to be killed when she died and buried with her. Now, and I just posted this on my Facebook. You can take a look at it. Over the protest of shelter workers, they said the dog was healthy. A dog would have been easy, looked like a Pekingese, would have been easy to find a home for. But according to Virginia law, they say that personal property, that's what a dog or a cat is, personal property. And even though it isn't illegal to euthanize a healthy pet, some vets would not do it. In this case, they found a vet that killed the dog so the dog could be buried with the owner. I don't know. I don't even know where to go.
That makes me sick to my stomach.
I don't even
know. So in that circumstance, that would prove that in this especially circumstance, animals have more soul than we do. The woman needed some protection, apparently, in the next life, so decided the best protection was the dog that protected her in this life.
But I don't even think it was that. I think it was an ego thing, Doc. I think it was just, it's my dog. You know, but I understand the concept of it.
I'm taking my dog with me.
Exactly. I know how I would feel. What would happen to my dogs if something happened to me? But you know what? I have a living trust set up for my dog. So if something, God forbid, would happen to me and Denise at the same time.
Everybody knows what to do. Yeah. With my dog. I have Charlotte's ashes still, which I expect to be thrown into the pasture with me when I get cooked down the road. And so who knows? Maybe Daisy will end up there as well. And my favorite cow, too. Hi, Warren. Good job from the Pet Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.